The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I was in complete doubt of the fact that I was born for any kind of reason or any kind of purpose, because, you know, how could a loving God, you know, forget to put arms on me?
Coming up, in 1994, George Dennehy nearly died in a Romanian orphanage because he was born without arms. Now he shares God's love through music.
Sometimes people have trouble believing in miracles. Well, you're going to see one. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. Now, we're going to try to track back in our minds to when we went to Romania. Interestingly, you know, we started doing the missions years ago, but one of the things that moved me was the revolution in Romania, and that was a result of prayer. And I actually stood in a Bible conference. I think there were probably 13,000 people there, and I announced it. God just moved on my heart in a very special way. And we end up in Romania. And we were actually there rescuing children and getting kids out of the sewers and giving them homes and building orphanages. We took in hundreds of thousands of syringes to stop the AIDS outbreak, where they were using the same needles over and over for those kids. Well, we've got a Romanian child that was born without arms, which was not a good thing in Romania, because that basically meant, for many, that meant you were kind of not necessarily a throwaway, but a giveaway. And this incredible young man found his way into an adoptive home here in America, where they've adopted a lot of kids. Remarkable family. And without arms, he can play the guitar, other musical instruments, and he sings, and he's here, and he's with us. Would you welcome George Denny to Life Today? But George, I can't shake your hand. I know you're there, you can shake your foot. That's it. And we actually have been out to have a meal with George, and he eats with his feet. Now, I mean, for moms, so get your feet off the table. In a way, he's going to do that. But it's a remarkable story. George, we're glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
It's an honor. Tell us your journey that you recall, and tell me, you know, what happened. Did you realize that you were, in a way, maybe kind of rejected in Romania? I mean, you were there after the revolution, and mm-hmm. some things had gotten a little bit better, but for you, it wasn't looking good.
Yeah, you know, I was born right after the revolution happened, and Romania was all over the place, and there was no stability. And like you said, being born, I say, with a deformity, quote-quote, it's looked upon as a curse by God. Mm-hmm. So basically, when my parents took me home from the hospital to their village, all the other villagers, they saw me and they saw this new baby born, and they were disgusted, like absolutely disgusted, because there's this curse in the village now. And my parents were so heartbroken by that and so hurt by the fact that their son would be seen as an outcast all of his life if he were to stay in this country. So they had to decide to put me in an orphanage, just praying and hoping that there's got to be something better out there for me. There has to be. And, you know, by the grace of God, there was. And I was adopted when I was 1.5 years old. And I was adopted through Bethany Christian Services. And, you know, on the picture and the description, it said I was going to die pretty soon, because I was in such horrible care. And at 1.5 years old, I weighed 9 pounds, almost dead.
So you came here, though, mm-hmm. and what's your parents' names?
Mike and Sharon Dennehy.
And they have other children?
There are 12 children total in my family. nine adopted and three biological. My parents joke around and they say biological kids, they call them the homemade cookies, and then store-bought. The adopted.
And did they,
it's a little joke.
They're a wonderful couple. And
yes, they are.
Several of the children have challenges, right? Physical challenges?
Yes. Yeah, so several of the children, you know, us have special needs. One of my brothers also has no arms, and my sister Hope has no arms or legs. And my sister Karis has a hand that's kind of deformed from birth, from being, she was born in China.
So. Age range of these children now? What's the ages from
now? It's 10 to 27.
All right, I want to say to this couple, because I know you're watching, you got to, I want to get some pictures, but you got to look as much like Jesus as people can look. And I just want to say to you that just knowing about you inspires me. You have a, and I know you know it, it's something God did in your heart. But I want to thank you for releasing God in a way that few people have ever seen Him, and knowing Him in a way that few people know Him. And I just thank you for loving these children. And all your children, you're all so special. And you see, He did not overlook. God did not overlook you. All right, tell us what's happened to you now since you've been here and about coming to know the Lord, because you actually had, we were picked on. Tell us what that did and then what happened to you from a spiritual point of view.
Yeah, well, you know, being born without arms and growing up without arms, it was never easy. And for the most part, it was really, really hard. I went to a lot of mostly public school. So going through elementary school and then middle school mainly was a time when I started realizing that, man, I'm actually really different. I'm different from other kids, and kids kind of leave me out of things, and I get picked on, and I get bullied, and I'm never picked for any teams in gym or recess, and girls don't want to go out on dates with me because I can't hold their hand with my hand, and they get uncomfortable, and you know, that really affected me as a kid and as a person, and just after about a year of that, it brought me to a really low point in my life, you know, just rock bottom, I guess you could say, where I was in complete doubt of the fact that I was born for any kind of reason or any kind of purpose, because, you know, how could a loving God, you know, forget to put arms on me, and how can my parents say God loves me just as much as anybody else, but he left out the arms? You know, I didn't understand that. I grew up in a Christian home, but I never really connected with God and really understood who he really is. I just always heard it. It was just always like just hearing it. Mm-hmm. And so I was really vulnerable to the enemy's attacks of him telling me that I wasn't worth it and I was never going to amount to be anything. And it brought me to a point of depression and anger and almost suicide.
People actually say the things the enemy wants you to hear, and they actually verbalize them. Mm-hmm. And kids can do that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how powerful words are and how we don't seem to realize it. But they were dumping on you at school. Mm-hmm. The enemy was telling you those same things, and then they're basically verbalizing what the enemy's putting in your mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what happened? Because you obviously, something's happened to you, because I can see it in your countenance. I know your spirit. I know what you're doing. What happened?
Yeah, well, you know, after about a year and a half of that, just in complete darkness and complete blindness to everything, that's when the Lord just completely changed my life and just I don't even know how to explain it, how he does that. He just surprises you. I remember being at church specifically, and I didn't want to be there. I just had to be there because my parents were making me. And it happens.
And you didn't have any arms to fight back. Here they go. They drag it.
That's right. I was actually drawing on the bulletin, just like coloring, whatever. But then the pastor, he said that we're going to read from John chapter 9. And I don't know why, but for some reason, when he said that, I just started looking at my dad's Bible next to me, just kind of like reading along, just for some reason. And John chapter 9 basically is the part in the Bible where Jesus and his disciples are walking on down the path, and the disciples see the blind man on the side of the road, and they ask Jesus, Jesus, whose fault is it that this man is born blind? Like, who sinned? It's got to be somebody's fault. Like, there's no way he could be born blind on purpose, you know? And Jesus kind of shook his head a little bit, just kind of like, you guys don't understand. And then he said, it was nobody's fault that this man was born blind. It was so that the works of God could be seen mightily through him. Mm-hmm. Basically saying, you know, despite his circumstance, despite what he's going through and what he's facing, God's working in and through him in a big way, in a bigger way. And I really related to that because I just replaced, you know, born blind with born without arms. And then that's when God told me the truth of who he is, and he told me that, he was like, George, this, you're not an accident. You're not some molecular, biological accident that just randomly has no arms. I created you for a reason, because you have a purpose. And that's when my whole just vision of life and who God is completely flipped around in a matter of seconds. It's crazy.
You became a new person.
Yeah.
Born from above.
Yep.
And Jesus says right. Everybody has to be.
Adopted,
you know what?
Adopted twice.
Isn't that great? All right. Now, he's given you a talent. Believe it or not, he can play a guitar. And he can sing. Would you like to hear him sing and see how he can play the guitar? Took a little break to get George back over here. Here is the CD, 7 songs. I want you to know it's remarkable. I want to, could we give our viewers one of these CDs if we, you know, bought them from you all and gave them to the people who help us drill water wells today?
Oh, absolutely.
Could we do that?
Yeah.
You do. You have some. This isn't the only one. We can get some.
I have a couple of these.
Okay. Well, I want to believe there are going to be many people who will say, we'll help you drill water wells, and we want to send you this.
Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you, do you have a website if our viewers said we'd love you to come to our church, mm-hmm. or come do something with us? How would they find you?
Yeah, well, you know, for the past year, I've been blessed to be able to do speaking and music full time, going to different churches and schools and just sharing my story and sharing what God's done. And I do have a website, and it's just georgedenahy.com. And okay. I'm also, you know, there's on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, but, you know.
Okay, well, they would, now, if they ask you to come, mm-hmm. Do they give you a love offering or what if you go? Or do you have a fee if you go normally?
You know, usually there's a fee for traveling because I do this full-time and also my wife, too. And
sure,
this is what
she
we
goes
do.
With you, right?
Yes.
Does she sing, too?
She does, yeah. We do songs together sometimes at
and
churches.
Pretty and pretty soon there'll be a little one going.
Yeah.
So we need to get
We're
the fee. We need
band.
To raise the fee a little bit,
That's
all
right? Yeah.
Here's the thing I want you to understand that if there's a fee, I know it'd be reasonable, but do this if you have them come, and you can do above and beyond that, do it. You'll never regret it. Bless people like this who are such a blessing. You know, Betty, we used to do everything by love offerings, mm-hmm. and we went to a couple of churches. They said, well, we don't have a love offering. We thought they'd take care of you down the road. And I said one time, I thought this was down the road. You know what really happened to us? People gave such great offerings that we realized they were too big to keep. And we started trying to find a way to divide and begin to do things, which ultimately led us into, you know, being able to help people all over the world because you're so sweet. I'm saying be loving to him. But there's the website. Your story is just great. Your wife is precious, and I know this baby is going to be special. And, you know, you pray for us, George, because we do have orphanages in Romania. We still help children. I talked to a wonderful pastor the other day in San Antonio, Pastor Flowers. Told me he stayed in one of the orphanages when they were over there working in Romania, and he got to stay in one of the life centers, and what a blessing it was. So you are going to be a continual flow. Betty, when you listen to somebody, knowing that you and I were in Romania, really, even while the revolution was still going on, and then we've continued to work there, when you hear a story like this and see what goes on.
What a beautiful testimony, because you are complete in Christ. He's made you just like he wanted you to be, because you are such a blessing to everyone that comes in contact with you. And you are a ministry of the Lord, and he's going to mightily use you in the future to bless others.
How old are you now, George?
I'm 20.
Man, you're just about the same age Betty and I got married. Because,
right.
You know, I'm just proud of you. And I'm proud of your brothers
so
and
much.
Sisters and family and this couple. And I want you to know that we consider it a high honor to have had you here with us. And I want everybody to look at that website and pray for you. And I want you to give him an opportunity to come and bless you. And I just want to say to every one of you who feel overlooked like he did, like I did, I felt that way. I know many of you do. And I don't know what I can say or do without being there where I could kind of reach out and just really get your attention. But I want you to know how much God thinks of you and how much he loves you and how he wants you to experience that love. And if you could just get this, begin to express it. There's so many people who feel the way you feel, or maybe more overlooked. And they try to fill the emptiness with all the wrong things, sometimes even with religion that doesn't have the life of God. So don't miss the God that moved this couple to help children like George and others. Don't miss that love. Experience it and then begin to express it. If you want someone to pray with you, phone number, there's a prayer line. I checked yesterday, 2,100 people called. Isn't that amazing? A few of them called to help some people. Nearly all of them called because they said, we want God. We want somebody to care and pray with us. We'll be glad to do it. George, we're going to drill water wells. We've been doing it for years now, and we're drilling 500 this year. And I want to show you something that will move you, but please do this. Whatever you do, do not look away. Look in on the scene where you can release the life and love of God in an undeniable way that will just keep flowing and giving life. Watch closely.
There are certain stories which must be told. They must be told because something must be done. Scenes which scream for intervention. The desperation that Angola's drought has created for Dominguez is one of them. But desperation is not a word which can adequately describe her circumstances. In fact, we are finding that no words can. We cannot sufficiently describe the need of Dominguez's small family. We simply must show you. You may not fully understand the nature or effects of waterborne diseases, but you probably understand that these children will not survive much longer with this as their only water. Something must be done.
And we know what must be done and what can be done. Betty, when you see that beautiful little girl and then the even younger little girl kneeling down there at the last, when you see them get that water, what goes on?
It breaks my heart. I want to say, no, no, honey, don't do that. It's not good for you. But when that's the only source they have, that's the only place they have to go to get a drink of water, and they get thirsty. They have to have water. It just breaks my heart because I know they don't know what it's doing to their little bodies, but they will drink it until we offer them something else. And that something else is fresh, clean water that we get from drilling the wells in their areas to help them. Let's give them a choice. I'll just want to be sure, and I know you would be sure too, they're going to go for the clean water. They're going to see the purity of it and want that water. So please help us.
Well, these children and their families, you know, they've never even seen a well. But when they see the water come out of the ground, or they see the functioning, mechanically operated well in their area, I mean, it's like a party. It's like a celebration. And they know what it means. Now, we want you to help us do something very special that someone like you, a few of our friends, knowing the crisis as an example that we've been telling you about in Angola, and we're drilling wells in 20 countries, 500 of them, and we've reached the halfway point. Now we're going to complete it. But in Angola, because of the seriousness of the drought and people facing death, we have targeted to drill immediately 68 wells. And some friends said, in order for you to do that, we will match what people give. $326,000 they put up. Father, I pray everyone will literally get up and go online right now or go get their bank card or their checkbook and say, I'm going to write the check. I'm going to make the gift that you put on my heart knowing it's going to be matched. In Jesus' name. This is a very special opportunity. We're targeting 20 countries for the 500 wells. We've got a 68 well crisis, and we have the areas targeted. There is water there below the surface. In many areas, it's not too deep, so we can get it quickly. And we've got some friends who said, we'll match what you do. Thank you for being those friends who do that, but thank you for being the one who goes to the phone or goes online right now and says, here's the gift. Now, we have some gifts for you because we want to bless you and the children you love, but you are literally transforming a community by expressing love. When you give more than just a cup of water in Jesus' name, you're helping give a well of water. And we're going to tell them about the well of life, the water of life. We're going to show them that love, and I'm convinced they're going to receive it. Thank you for going to the phone. Thank you for going online. If you write a check, call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail, or call us and tell us what you want on that bank card you use like a check. Thank you so much for doing it.
Every day, children of all ages are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or face death from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. With your gift today, you can help establish and drill new water wells for those in need, impacting over 20 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. And now, because of a miracle opportunity of a matching gift of over $326,000 for 68 new wells targeted in drought-stricken Angola, your gift can be doubled. With your gift, be sure to request the new Children at the Well interactive book to help your little ones understand the blessing of clean water, as well as the Women at the Well daily devotional with 32 refreshing devotionals for your quiet time. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this beautiful leather journal to help capture your personal times with God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
I want to remind you, as we say thank you for your help, and by the way, if you can drill a well or give, you know, $1,200 toward it, knowing we got that matching, get the Blessing glass sculpture. It's really beautiful. But we'll send you George's CD if you'd like to have it, if you just help us give a cup of water or a well of water and be a blessing. Wanted to let you know that. And again, there's his website if you'd like him to come and bless him when he comes, okay, and his wife. Thank all of you for being here. Would you join us in thanks to George? Bless you, buddy. I know you picture giving me a foot shake again and just say thank you. Well, you're amazing. And God is great, and we want to thank you for helping us love so many people that feel overlooked. Thanks for the time.
Tomorrow on Life Today, Beth Moore identifies problems with living under legalism.
God could not have been better to us than to have given us grace.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.